Wham Bam Eastbound Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Alright, check one, check two. Alright, let's do this. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting the audio of this show at Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory here in beautiful Burnaby, BC. Alright, we have two very cool guests for you today. The first one is MC and hip-hop artist Beyond Speeches. And the second one is Tanya from the One Love Hemp Store here in, she's located on Kingsway here in Vancouver. Okay, I'd like to start the show off with something fun. Yeah. We're going to do 77 spokes. Here's No Data right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. One of my faves.
Interacting. Nowadays, just internet acting. Wow, crazy. All we ever do is portray these perfect lives immersed in paradise. Smiling wave, that photo's great, but scared inside, things we can't face. Paralyzed by fear, man-made, coming off fake every day. Little bit of love stashed away, even though little with doubts, clicking the mouse. Like or laugh, figure it out, yet stuck in depression, sitting around. No effort now, communication severed and drowned. Out by lies, a divided civilization standing by. Got no space, too much waste. Can you relate to the truth I chase? Hands are tied, nations feuding, dispute over pride. News headlines, need a change, these are the signs. Everybody better stop and shine. Got a lot on the line, let's wake up and go outside.
There's no feeling greater than when you wake up saying, see you later.
To know though, if you got no attention, would you fly solo? Would you still send out promo or get offline, go out and do more shows? Look at the correlation between Facebook notifications and the will to succeed. If we don't get love, we don't really believe in ourselves. All about getting clout. I'm done, I'm out. I wanna sit out in the sun, not smoking, not drinking, not thinking about anyone. Just soak up the rays, let it flow like the good old days.
There's no feeling greater than when you wake up saying, see you later, see where this day will take ya. Yeah, don't need no data, no phone, no pager, no. Ain't gonna sit alone on my computer at home. I'm all about going out in nature with the green trees and brown ground beneath me. Yeah, don't need a 3D movie to see these. We surrounded by mountains, deep blue sea.
Y'all live in sin, and though it's hard, you're hurting. Let go, let God take the burden. Feel like the weight been lifted, Suddenly amazed, change is different. Thanks is given. So many days I could've died, but I'm alive and living. Wanna ride on a plane in the sky to Hawaii, straight high. I wanna feel the warmth of the sun penetrating the pores of my skin within. I wanna swim in the shores on a board with friends, have fun, laugh and shout and sing. I wanna do all these things important to me, cause I'm a human being.
There's no feeling greater than when you wake up saying, see you later, see where this day'll take ya. Yeah. Don't need no data, no phone, no pager, no. Ain't gonna sit alone on my computer at home. I'm all about going out in nature with the green trees and brown ground beneath me. Yeah. Don't need a 3D movie to see these. We surrounded by mountains, deep blue sea.
Super fun, right? Okay, so did you guys recognize the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Gardens here in Chinatown? Yeah, so anyways, I went there a few weeks ago and they are closed, and I checked on the website. Yes, it says temporarily closed, so don't go there. Don't go there. Yep. But yeah, you know what? When it does open, it's a great place to sit down and reflect. Yes, very peaceful. And you know what, it's also great for selfies. Yeah. Okay, let's get to the Speeches Beyond interview.
What's up, everybody? I'm Speeches Beyond, Vancouver hip hop, Canada, beyond that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's good to be here.
Perfect. Now, you started 15 years old, you were saying, at Cheers?
Yeah. I started, when I was really young, inspired by hip hop and the different elements of hip hop back in the day. I was so inspired that my friend, we were just like freestyle to beats back in the day. And he eventually was like, man, you should do something further. And so, of course, I met up with different individuals and, furthered my craft that way, just like trying to write songs, trying to produce stuff and do different things. And then it's funny how all that just takes you on an adventure, like, you know, down the road. So
how did you meet Checkmate?
Checkmate, that was like a by chance kind of thing. I just finished school, I was still in high school, and I went to like the local corner store and got a drink, and then afterwards I was like walking out of the store, and Checkmate was there with two other people, and he was just chilling out, and I was like, yo, you guys want to hear a freestyle? I just didn't care. Like, I would talk to anyone back in the day, and they were like, yeah, for sure. So I started freestyling, and they were just like kind of blown away that this kid just walked up to them. And right after I was done, they broke out in a beatbox, and one guy was rhyming, the other guy was beatboxing, scratching, and all that. Different things. I was like shocked. I didn't even know who these guys were. And then they were like, yeah, we're AAU, I'm Checkmate, da da da. And I was just like blown away.
Nice.
And then it wasn't until like a couple weeks later that actually I left my house to go to my friend's house. And they were all in the backyard, three houses down from me. Mm-hmm. And they were like, hey, aren't you that kid? And I was like, what the hell are you guys doing here? And they're like, we live here now.
Uh-huh.
So I ended up hanging out with them for a good year and a half while they still lived just down the street from me, or like three houses down from me. Yeah, it was pretty dope. Like, it was actually Checkmate, he got me my first show.
Yeah, you were saying that.
Yeah, he got me my first show at what was Cheers Nightclub in Vancouver way back in the day. It's not even there anymore. And I was like, well, how am I gonna get in? I'm only 15.
Right.
And he's like, you have to go there early before anyone's there, and just be like, yeah, I'm here to do my show, to the bouncer, and he'll just let you in. They won't even check your ID.
There you go.
So I was like, all right. So I got in, and I, yeah, it was just, it was like probably the most inspiring experience that I ever had.
Oh, that's great. And then you've traveled across Canada and you've been to Toronto. And what's this graffiti expo that, was it there or was it here, the graffiti expo?
Graffiti expo, I'd been living in Toronto now for like 3 years, and one afternoon I was just like, you know, I need to get down and like, you know, check out more of the scene. So then I'm downtown on Queens, and I start noticing, wow, there's a lot of people like really lit up, you know, with graffiti, and they had like big cases of graffiti cans, Krylon going down, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna see what's happening here. And it ends up being a graffiti expo that they had in Toronto. I didn't even realize. They have like, it's a famous alley they have dedicated. It goes pretty much all along Queens, but you have to go down through the side streets. And it was just lit. Like, we have a few graffiti spots here that are pretty, that are pretty awesome, but it was just lit. Like, it's probably, like nowadays we can't really have a lot of gatherings, but it was, there was probably like 1,000 people there
back then,
just you know, doing their thing, and I was like, wow, what the heck's going on, you know?
Right.
And then ended up showing up, and then I actually had a chance encounter with Guru. He ended up being there, and DJ Premier, like those guys, didn't get to talk to Premier, but Guru was walking around, and we ended up having like a, you know, really good conversation.
Nice.
I just couldn't believe it. Like, I was amazed. Like, Toronto was probably one of the most inspiring places with like MCs just doing their thing on the street, like meeting Maestro, meeting like Chaos. Because back in the day they had Much Music, but they don't have that anymore, you know?
Right.
Like, Much Music, I guess they couldn't get their corporate sponsorship or whatever the deal was. But now they're gone, and like, so things like that, and like other icons like Sam the Record Man that used to be there, which was like a huge icon for artists to just go in and sell their CDs. So yeah, it's changed a lot, but you know, we all change with the times, you know? That's like the age of, you know, the age we live in, the age of the internet, so everything's moving online. But yeah.
Yeah, well, let's talk about Vancouver now. So this next video that we're gonna play here on the Wham Bam East Fan Show is Full Circle. Tell us about that, how you were recording all over Vancouver.
Yeah, Full Circle. I met up with my homie Ty Wright. He's from Brooklyn, and he's now living here. He got his citizenship, but he's been working in film like all throughout the industry. And his last project was actually working on the Spider-Man multiverse.
Okay.
And so, I don't know, we always been like just talking, and like, I was like, man, I'd like to do something in 360, right? And he's like, well, you know, we should try this Insta360 camera. And so we ended up doing this Insta360 like shoot. And ever since then, I'm in love with Insta360, like the way the quality is, and like the trippy things you can do.
Yeah.
So yeah, we just went around Vancouver like shooting with this camera, and the visuals speak for itself.
Exactly. So yeah, if you want to introduce the video.
Yeah, this is Full Circle, produced by yours truly, Speeches Beyond, filmed by Ty Wright, and check it out.
I made that made me see in a breath. Every step was vital to seeing that I've been blessed, receiving gratefulness, making this spark in the places with escape to this. Watch as I take you to a state of bliss, as stable as it gets, as vinyl to a turntable list. Different styles and what you've seen on a daily basis, that's meant for all regardless of your gender or your races. As long as you got an ear to hear, I'll be here for generations with something new every year. Till I'm full circle, once again at the start of this marvelous universal. Spoken artist a part of this new frontier, coming back year after year. So go ahead and mark the calendar when I appear, until I'm full circle, once again at the start of this marvelous universal. Spoken artist a part of this new frontier, coming back year after year. So go ahead and mark the calendar when I appear. Bright as the North Star, every demonstration given by my conversation. 365 days a year, accumulating pages written down as the wisdom of the ages, aiming at the wasted, where everything they have is all tainted. Always bragging about the basics, so they never say shit. They ain't taking this to another level. They sound the same as any rebel who lives in the bass and the treble, searching for identity, cause hip hop to them ain't a remedy or therapeutic. They don't see that it's more than music, still a revelation from writing, inviting, insight providing, colliding you with the truth and leaving you with deciding. When you're full circle, once again at the start of this marvelous universal, spoken artists are part of this new frontier, coming back year after year. So go ahead and mark the calendar when I appear until I'm full circle. Once again at the start of this marvelous universal, spoken artists are part of this new frontier, coming back year after year. So go ahead and mark the calendar when I appear. Over here every season, teaching you there's a reason. Whether you're staying or you're leaving, don't stop repeating or keeping your eyes on the prize until the point you've arrived. Realize what you're about, cause nothing it can describe. The satisfaction from action put to words as a passion, ending another chapter for you to see what has happened. As the captain of your own ship, navigating to your destination, no procrastination is needed or hesitation. When I return back to you, back with my beats and rhymes, so until the next time that we meet in the grand design. When you're full circle, once again at the start of this marvelous universal, spoken artists are part of this new frontier, coming back year after year. So go ahead and mark the calendar when I appear until I'm full circle. Once again at the start of this marvelous universal, spoken artists are part of this new frontier, coming back year after year. So go ahead and mark the calendar when I appear.
Awesome. And you directed it too, right?
Yeah. Basically, he filmed everything, and then I brought it back, you know, back home, uploaded all the footage, and, you know, just started clipping away. And that was one of the first videos where I realized that it's just like making instrumentals, because, you know, you take your program, and then you can see what it is, and then you just start, like, cutting things out and moving stuff around.
It's a lot of work.
Like, yeah. you know the process. Editing is like something else. I mean, it's just like editing back in the day when I used to do like different paperwork. It's just, but you know, you go through the process, and if you like what you're doing, you know, then it helps a lot.
Perfect. Now let's talk about your new video that's coming up. Is it Infinite Potential?
Infinite Potential.
Wow, yeah, so what a name.
That's off the new project. Just talking about how we all have this infinite potential to do anything, and whatever it is that we feel our calling in is life, right? But we should continue towards that. And every person, you know, beyond like all the like mental obstacles we might think we have, whether they're mental or physical, we should know that generally speaking, we all have the same infinite potential to do whatever it is we want to do, and you should go out and do it right now. So that's how I felt about this video. And this video, again, I went to different places. I don't know if you know about the Vancouver Treehouse.
No, but if you tell, I'll tell everyone about
it. Yeah, so there's like different treehouses in Vancouver. If you go down near the Peony, you can find some. They're huge. They're like four levels high, and like I went and filmed out there near the bridges. I went to like Queen Elizabeth Park. I found quite a few different bridges also as well that I thought would be really iconic, so I went and did that. And yeah, the end result was really awesome.
Ninth Kingdom. Speeches beyond. You know what I'm saying? We go on and on. Yeah. For those who thought that I would never return, you got a lot to learn. Cause nothing's easy, and even this it was hard to earn. In an industry oversaturated by greed and envy, where you can't always know who's your friend or who's your enemy, there's no excuses. When to me it's just stupid, cause all I ever wanted to do was go perform and make music. But they couldn't handle it, so they started acting all scandalous, along with everyone else who couldn't imagine this. I'm talking better than what the average is, who don't know the half of this, or have to go guess about the quest that comes after this. As hazardous as the steps that rest on an avalanche, and if you don't know what that means, then you don't have a chance. In my habitat, trying to sound like you're coming from the south, you flow like everyone else that doesn't even know what they're about. So they just mimic what they hear, so it's what you already heard until someone like me appears. With the infinite potential to take this to any level.
You already know, with the infinite potential, I'll take this to any level. You already know, so no, I won't settle to ever talk like a vegetable and dumb it down. When everything I do is incredible, unidentical, in the ocean of white rappers, so easily forgettable. Cause I'm never speaking about what really matters. Your words are meaningless chatter, you must have been smoking shatter to even go think what you do is a factor. When it comes to the standard of speaking over a pattern, I'd rather be about moving forwards and never backwards, or at a standstill with my mad skill. Fundamentally elemental, transcendental, made over my own instrumental, sequential and detrimental to expressing the level of differentials I reside in a way nobody resembles. With the infinite potential to take this to any level. You already know, with the infinite potential to take this to any level. You already know, with the infinite potential to take this to any level. You already know, with the infinite potential to take this to any level. Sequential, quenching the thirst of the dehydrated, who waited for what so many anticipated. I'm vindicated as I have indicated, liberated, sophisticated, as the initiated who dedicated their life to cultivating something so fresh it's invigorating. Cause every time it's done right, it's exhilarating, raising you to new heights, affiliated with the best of them. Located everywhere to all these ladies and gentlemen, there's no telling where this just might go. So expanding with the potential of unlimited dough and proper planning, the possibilities are endless. But really, what means the most is living out the gift, instead of wasting what you've been given, to go and take the risk and let them know that we'll always exist, originating and innovating upon that list. For those who know what this is, and I admit there's not many, so my respect to the people out there that's keeping it steady. With the infinite potential to take this to any level. You already know, with the infinite potential to take this to any level. You already know, with the infinite potential to take this to any level. You already know, with the infinite potential to take this to any level.
Okay, now let's talk about your favorite places to hang out in East Van. Is there any like restaurants or businesses that you want to promote?
Favorite places? Before all this, like, the shit hit the fan.
Yeah.
I would say like one of my top favorite places were like Anza Club.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the Libra Room.
Yeah.
Also the Waldorf. It's kind of like we've been like a year and a half of not being able to do any shows. So you know, we're still waiting to like get back to the whole thing, and I guess that's why most musicians have just been in the studio or inside, just trying to create as much as possible, like new content to bring out when it is time. So we're excited about that. Like other cool places, geez, man, this, I don't know, like outside places right now, I would say, or like the skate parks. Mm-hmm. Near the Peony. Going down to like botanical gardens, historical Vancouver sites like Blood Alley.
Perfect. All right, thank you so much for being on the Wham Bam
so
East Van Show.
Wham Bam East Van.
Woo!
Yeah.
Okay, so here at CJSF, we have a few shows that are dedicated just to hip hop, and I just want to tell you about them. So the one right after my show is called Next Up Hip Hop, Thursdays at 8 p.m. on CJSF. And then we also have Sundays from midnight to 4 a.m. There's a show called Hip Hop Happens, and then more hip hop happens. Okay, and Wednesdays at 9 p.m. with Koma. Yes, he does a show called Beyond That, and we're going to see his show promo right now. Wham bam.
This is the Beyond That Show, 90.1 FM. My name is El Comity, LCOMMAT, aka LFEY88. I'm YBR, PC's real, born and raised, 8 Mile Freestyle Finalist, feature form, Shade Records, open up, people like 102 Amanda, and that is the point. We'll be right back.
Yeah, Coma, that was an awesome show promo video. That's the first one I've ever seen. Okay, so check out this red hat that I am wearing. It was gifted to me by the one and only Kitty Kane. Thank you so much. It's super adorable, but you know what? I think she wears it the best. Okay, she is in a band called Girl Circus, and it's not just like girl, it's like girl. Yeah, like meow. Let's play their song TikTok right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. DJ Medi, and I changed into my squeaky outfit, so that's what you're hearing in the background. Okay, so let's talk about events. So March 30th, which is a Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m., Brent Jalife has an event called Cats Flipping Birds. That's right, he's going to have live performances and special guests from Lana Luz, and you can go to eventbrite.ca. And at Wednesday, 7 p.m., March 31st, broadcasting from Fortune Sound Club, there is an amazing event called Let's Hear It Live, celebrating Women's History Month. And they're featuring Lokita, Nikki McKenzie, and Neela. Okay, so you can check them out on YouTube or Facebook. And again, eventbrite.ca. Tickets are by donation. All right, now let's play some local music, local bands. That's right. So we're going to play Anybody's Daughter by Ophelia Falling. And then we're going to play Fallen Stars with their song Run. And again, another same titled song, Run, by Collision Course. See how that's all connected? See how I tied that all together?
We'll be right back.
Okay, next we're going to have an interview with Tanya. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Mandana.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Perfect. So, Tanya, why don't you introduce yourself to everyone?
Absolutely. As you know, I'm Tanya. I'm one of the owners of One Love Hemp Company. My husband, Gord, and I own the business, and we just started up about a year and a half ago.
Awesome. All right. So what made you get into the business?
Oh, my goodness. I've kind of been in it forever.
Yeah?
Yes, absolutely. So I was really born into the world of cannabis as we know it. I have been surrounded by cannabis my entire life, and back in 2005, I decided to start working at a head shop in Penticton, and I've been in the industry ever since.
Awesome. So why don't you give us a little tour of your store here?
Yeah, absolutely. So you just walked in the door. We've got a large assortment of rolling papers, cones, wraps. We are a rawthentic retailer, which there's only a few shops listed in all of Canada that sell real raw products. So when you shop with us, you will know that you're always getting authentic raw products.
Alright.
And here we've got a lot of trays, lighters, different types of smoking accessories.
Mm-hmm.
And we get into different vaporizers, cleaners, ashtrays, so we really have a little bit of everything.
Nice.
And this is one of my personal favorite portable vaporizers that we offer, the PAX vaporizer.
Very good.
Got tons of grinders, some novelty pipes, wood pipes. I'm really loving these new products from Groovy Things.
Oh,
we're actually, yeah, come check them out for sure. We're the first shop in Canada to start stocking their products.
Uh-huh.
And they're really fun. So we've got some women's socks, some men's socks. We've got a fun little blunt case from them. And some patches I'll show you in just a minute here.
Perfect.
Got tons of different hemp apparel items, raw apparel items, tons of candles, incense, tapestries, huge selection of tapestries. We just restocked on all of those. Some nice women's hemp clothing. Just got in some new tie-dye shirts.
Oh, cute. I'm just going to touch this hemp.
Absolutely.
Like, so it feels like cotton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quite a bit more durable though. Typically,
okay.
Hemp fibers last about 3 to 4 times longer than just regular
cotton. Okay, good to know.
Absolutely. And it's grown without pesticides.
It takes
about a tenth of the amount of water to grow.
Right.
It's really one of the most sustainable fibers on the planet.
All right, now let's get to a song break. Hey, Tanya, what do you want to listen to?
Brass Action.
Brass Action. All right. Good choice. So I talked to Ryan, the lead singer, and he's actually working on a new project, and we'll be interviewing him in a future episode and we can hear all about it. But for right now, here's Brass Action right here on CJSF.
You can barely remember exactly what happened, let alone predict the future. Somebody tell us.
And we're back. Now let's continue on this magic carpet ride, because for some people, it's a whole new world.
All right, let's see what else you got here.
Yeah, we have a lot of different crystals, essential oils, incense holders. We've partnered up with a number of small companies throughout mm-hmm. British Columbia. So this is one of our favorite soap lines out there in the world. And it's made on Salt Spring Island.
Oh, okay.
And then we've got some more jewelry, some fun patches. We've got some fun patches from Groovy Things in there as well.
Yay, Groovy. I love that.
Crystal Skulls. Another BC company that we absolutely love is Swag Design. Mm-hmm. And then we've also got some books. There's more books hiding back here. And then over here we've got an assortment of hemp cosmetics, some puzzles, some adult coloring books to keep us busy while we're cooped up at home a little bit more.
There you go.
And then a very large assortment of glass smoking yeah. accessories.
You know, they look great. Yeah, so I see, like I said, what's this gift pack? So they come with all the accessories. Is that what the gift pack is?
Yes, absolutely. So Red Eye Glass came out with a couple of gift packs for the holidays. And mm-hmm. so those two particular pieces, you get the water pipe, and then you get a t-shirt and a couple of additional accessories with it.
Very good. Okay, and any of the products here that are like the most popular that the customers are digging?
Yeah, absolutely. Here, I'll come show you a couple.
Yeah.
Okay, so these owls by Retro Glass are glow in the dark.
What?
And
oh,
they have been
owl. Yeah.
They have been so impossible for us to keep in stock. This is probably our number one seller at this point. It's rare that you see such eye-catching pieces that are also glow-in-the-dark. And the Red Eye Tech Terminator line, mm-hmm. with that metallic finish to it, we've got a number of pieces in that line. That has also been very popular.
So have you seen it glow-in-the-dark? Like, is it pretty luminescent?
It is, yes, absolutely. Yeah, it really is.
That's kind of fun, yeah.
And then these new colors mm-hmm. from Gear, the Periwinkle.
Yeah.
This has been quite popular as well.
Yeah, I like the color on that.
Absolutely. Once again, eye-catching.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the holidays, these just made the perfect stoner gift. We have a large assortment mm-hmm. of mugs, and they're actually fully functioning pipes and mugs in one.
What?
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. And how much does one of those run, like approximately?
$30 on most of them.
Okay. And you were saying that you have an online, like people can just order stuff online?
Absolutely. We ship all over the world. Mm-hmm. We do free shipping in Canada on all orders over $100. We ship all over North America as well. And we've got well over 1,000 items on our website.
Wow. And what's the website?
It's onelovehempcompany.ca.
Perfect.
And you can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, at One Love Hemp Company.
Yay! All right, so just to finish up here, let's see what else you got.
Absolutely. So we've got lots of silicone products, glass products. We work with Pangea Glass Studio out of Ontario. They make a lot of these really beautiful bowls and pipes. And then we've also got some other North American artists scattered amongst all the other glass here, mm-hmm. as well as the officially licensed Cheech and Chong glass line.
Oh yeah, I saw that one online. I actually love these big ones here.
Absolutely, the tie-dye pouches, the joint pipes, they're really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also carry some more of the officially licensed Cheech and Chong glass line.
Very good.
And I was actually very fortunate. I worked for the company that got the officially licensed Cheech and Chong glass line to market, so I was actually a huge part of getting that product out into stores worldwide.
And have you ever met them?
Yes. Yes, about a year and a half ago, I was invited, myself and my partner were invited to an exclusive VIP brunch with Cheech and Chong.
Wow.
And only a couple shops from around the world were invited, and yep. so we got to hang out with them.
And what was that like?
It was incredible. It was a bit surreal, absolutely. Meeting stoner legends, but
yeah.
it was pretty funny. There was a huge projector playing with all of their old videos on it, and
uh-huh.
for most of it, they were just so enthralled with their own videos, just bantering back and forth amongst each other. Like, do you even remember filming this?
That's awesome.
It was a very fun once in a lifetime experience.
Oh,
absolutely.
Wow. And then I think they also had like a, I can't remember who it was. They had a comedy show in.
Yes, it was at the same time. So they were just finishing off their comedy tour.
Yep.
And Vancouver was the last stop. Mm-hmm. And so they actually went from the brunch, got on a plane, flew out.
Very nice. Well, I'm glad you got to meet them.
Yes. It was
all right,
incredible.
So lastly, we got this cabinet here. Yeah, these two, yep.
Yes, just more hand pipes from a couple different artists. I'm really loving this piece here from Eckhart Glass.
Let's see.
I'm going to take it out for you to have a look
Aww,
at here.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
It's a silver and gold fumed Sherlock.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a little bit of the gold fuming in there, which yep. turns it more pink and purple. And this is the silver fuming here, which turns it more blues and greens.
Wow. You feel like you want to wear like a wizard hat when you...
Absolutely.
Like, right?
And I feel like I might just take it home with me too.
That's awesome.
Then we've got some more glass here, some different Sherlocks, Gandalfs.
Yeah, I was wondering how long that Gandalf pipe was. So I see like that's like the longest one, or is there
yes,
even one that's
16 inches.
16 inches,
is
folks.
The longest, yes, absolutely. We've also got some really nice gemstone pipes. The My Bud Vaz line has been quite popular as well, just a more discreet way of
And I just
muffing.
Noticed the photo right there.
Yes.
All right, let's see those vases. Yeah. Beautiful.
Very discreet
mm-hmm.
compared to the typical piece. You can easily put it on your shelf,
mm-hmm.
turn it backwards. Nobody knows what it is.
Wow, that's a great idea. Well, thanks, Tanya. Thanks for showing me your store.
Anytime, Linda. It was a pleasure to meet you, and I thank you for coming in.
Yay!
Was that cool or what? Oh, it's a vase, but it's not so ninja-like. All right, thanks everybody for watching the Wham Bam East Fan Show with me, DJ Meddy. I want to thank my guests Beyond Speeches and Tanya. Yeah, we're going to end with one of Tanya's favorites. It's called Ninja Spy. Yeah, Ninja Spy. All right, Wham Bam East Fan. Wham Bam. East Van. Woo! Okay. See y'all next time.
When there's a electric train running on next to fake people can be
game.
And one lucky winner today will be winning this awesome sticker pack, as well as a One Love Hemp Company button.
So if you want to win, all you have to do is make a video and tell us what you love about Eastvan. You could submit it to the whambameastvan.com website. Have fun, and we ask Tanya one more question.
All right, Tanya. So age limit, can kids come in here?
Yes, everyone's welcome in the store, animals included. However, in order to purchase smoking accessories, you would need to be 19 or older.
19 and over, kids.
Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Wham, bam, East Van.